There are times of time when Alison and I sit in our sort of workroom, and across the room is the desk with our computer on it, the screen, and across that screen come all sorts of family pictures from the past, a whole variety going way, way back, and plus right up to date, many of them. And that's lovely to do. You may do the same, although in some cases you might be your family photograph album, you know, the solid physical thing you have in the cupboard or in the drawer. As those photographs flick across the screen or as you turn the pages, you'll find, no doubt, that they evoke all sorts of wonderful memories from the past. It might be a Christmas gathering somewhere on the beach or in the bush somewhere, perhaps the earliest days of a grandchild's life, all sorts of things. They could give you sort of warm fuzzies, don't they? Well, they can, me sometimes anyway, But then, of course, there can be the occasional photograph that brings back something a little different, sad memories perhaps, memories of a loved one that's no longer with us, or an occasion where perhaps there'd been a family dispute. And it sort of brings it all back as you see somebody there that triggers that. I guess we all have those sorts as well, don't we? But memories, they're a wonderful gift and something that can help us at all sorts of times in life, such as at a funeral, for example, a bereavement time. I guess it's why some families choose to have a pictorial presentation, a PowerPoint presentation on the screen at a funeral service. And it brings back the memories and the people. I wonder what are some of your personal, really special memories? Family times, holidays, anniversary celebrations often. Perhaps a time when you felt really happy and pleased because you know somebody had been very kind to you, very thoughtful, and it really warmed your heart. Or maybe they complimented you on something you've done, or thanked you for some care or kindness you've offered. All those sorts of things just warm our hearts, warm fuzzies again, if you like. And you've never forgotten those sorts of ways people have reacted to you. Good for us to enjoy, good to encourage us in life, isn't it? But as I've hinted, not all memories, of course, are good, positive memories. In fact, there'll be some, perhaps, in the hearts of most of us, if we think about it, that are not at all nice, very tough times. And they still linger there. We can't get rid of it. Especially if we're feeling low for a number of other reasons, those sorts of things can add to them. What sort of memories am I talking about? Well, an example might be a birthday that you had as a young person. And you got your gift from your parents. You can remember that occasion. You remember what it was. And a couple of months later, your brother or sister had a birthday. And what they got was what they wanted. You hadn't got really what you wanted. It was not what your parents gave you at all. But your brother or sister got just what they wanted. It was worth twice as much. And you never really got over it. You got quite upset about it, not just because of the difference in money, but because it sort of represented you're not the favourite. It's your brother or sister who's your parents' favourite. And it stuck with you. You've never really forgiven your mum or dad for that, or maybe your brother or sister. And, of course, it could have happened, in some of us here, 50, 60 years ago. Well, there's another kind of memory that may not have been very nice. It may have happened this year, even. It could have happened here at St. Paul's in our fellowship, where somebody said something to you and it sounded like a judgment or a criticism, and it really hurt you. And it sort of lingered there. You've never really confronted the person and said, look, that really hurt me. Can we talk about this or something like that? No, it's sort of been a barrier between you and that person ever since. Lingering on, spoiling that relationship you had with that person. If we can hide it away, rub it under the carpet sometimes. And of course, there could have been the huge hurts that some of us have known in life. Areas like a broken marriage, or some form of sexual abuse, or physical abuse, or neglect. That sort of list could go on too, couldn't it? Well, in our psalm reading this morning, it's Psalm 137, we heard about the people of Israel, the people of God, remembering Zion, their home city. They were in exile, away from home, had been for a while, and the memory of home brought them deep sadness to their hearts. How it began? By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars, we hung our harps. I guess we all have memories too, don't we, of how things used to be or something we've missed greatly from the past, and bring sadness or perhaps tears to our hearts and lives, quite understandably sometimes. However, and we do need a however, don't we, when we talk of these sorts of things, I believe God wants us to move on from those things in our lives. This is surely the time when we need God. We need to turn to Him, the one who cares for us and who understands us, and who can help us to move on. So, if memories is one of my words this morning, the other one is healing. And the healing of memories we're talking about. Of course, we can think of healing primarily in terms of our physical bodies, the illnesses we have, or the bones we might break. And God can help heal those in His wonderful way through our medical people often. But there is a wholeness about us as human beings, isn't it? So we remember we are body, mind, and spirit. So sick in body, broken in body. Maybe in our spiritual relationship with God, so serious that would be. Another sickness. Or thirdly, sickness in the area of our emotions and our feelings. And that includes, of course, our memories. The Lord can deal with all three areas, but I'd like us just to focus a little bit more this morning on the memory side. What can we do? What do we do if our memories are hurt or injured? Well, we can try to ignore them. Forget them, as I say, push them under the carpet, into the background, and leave them there. Or we can choose to fight back, to plan some kind of revenge on the person who caused that hurt. Or we can just stew over it, not dealing with it, other than just it keeps coming back and we stew over it in the middle of the night, don't let it go day in, day out, maybe year in and year out. I'll just pause to let you think, is there something in your memory, in mine, that's coming back to you at this moment as we talk about these sorts of things? Are you relating in some way to what I'm saying? It may be something minor, or it could be quite major. It just won't go away. It keeps haunting us. It still troubles you. And maybe you haven't really known what to do about it. However, again, however, just think for a moment. Do you think God would want that hurtful memory to continue to linger in our hearts, to spoil our lives, to trouble us, to hurt us, to disturb us, all those things? Even after all these years, in some cases, would God want that? Of course not. Surely not. Our God, the Lord Jesus, we know, we say He loves us. He loves you, He loves me, and He wants the very best for you. We know that. In our heads, hopefully in our hearts too. He knows that hurtful memories can get in the way of the full and satisfying life that He's won for us through His death and resurrection. As He said, I've come that you may have life, life in all its fullness, life to the best. Well, as we just go back to Psalm 147 for a moment, these wonderful truths we find in the Bible, words like these that follow on from the exile situation, their sadness in Babylon, where they would say, praise the Lord, how good it is to sing praises to our God, how pleasant and fitting to praise Him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He heals the brokenhearted. So yes, God literally, as it were, brought them back to Jerusalem in due course, much to their relief. He could also heal the brokenheartedness of people like you and me today. And the words from Psalm 23, such familiar words, but again, emphasizing the same point. The Lord is my shepherd, and so I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. All part of the healing work of God's Holy Spirit. So yes, we're encouraged to bring all our hurts to the Lord for His healing. Not to say, of course, that counsellors don't have an important part sometimes for some people in these things, or our medical profession, and maybe others too. Yes, the clergy sometimes. as in the areas of physical sickness and need, so in the area of memories and hurts. So as Christians, surely, we'd be terribly unwise to neglect to bring these sorts of things, these hurts, these negative memories to God in prayer. The privilege and the opportunity to talk to God about it, to share them with Him, knowing that He cares, He listens, and He can act. But alongside this, there's something else I believe is important, and that came out in our gospel reading this morning. You see, it's not quite as simple as simply getting on our knees and saying, please God, get rid of my hurting memories, and sort of leave it at that. In one sense, it's as simple and straightforward as that, but let's not neglect the whole matter of forgiveness, our forgiving spirit. Forgiveness of the person who may have hurt us, who may have offended us. Yes, this gospel reading from Matthew chapter 18 very much focuses on our call for forgiveness of others, whatever they may have been guilty of. We forgive because God has so graciously forgiven us, as it's been affirmed already this morning. And here too, don't we also still need the help of the Holy Spirit so that He can help us to turn that desire for revenge and bitterness into a spirit of forgiveness, grace and love. And yes, it's a 77 times kind of forgiveness, isn't it? God can turn things around, even if we find it hard to believe in anticipation. Just remember what Andy was saying to us last week, how the pain and the disagreement between Paul and Barnabas was in due course turned around. And eventually they returned to serving in mission together. And the other reading last week, remember it was to do with Peter. Peter, who had denied his Lord three times prior to the cross, being reinstated, restored in his relationship with Jesus. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Of course I do, he kept saying. That healing was happening. Jesus was forgiving. And that was crucial for the restoration of Peter, as it was for Barnabas and Paul. God can turn the negative into a positive. He can turn your painful, hurtful memory and mine into something positive and good. Yes, He can heal your memory if you wish Him to, if you invite Him to, I believe. Don't let it haunt you forever, but turn it into a life lived in all its fullness, God's gift. I'd like us just to be still for close to a minute, maybe, in an attitude of prayer as we maybe recall a memory that has been hurtful, a memory that hasn't really gone away, or a person that you feel distanced from because of something that's been said or done in the past. Just let it come to mind again. Sit with it, as it were, in the quietness. Now I'd like to pray that God will do a healing work for any of us for whom this is the case. Let's just be still together. Recalling some of the words I've already quoted from Scripture. Praise the Lord, for He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. The Lord is my shepherd, your shepherd. I shall not want. He refreshes my soul. Dear Lord, thank You for those words. You know the hearts and minds of each one of us here this morning. You know the hurt memories that some of us may be experiencing. And we know that Your wish is that we might be made whole, made free from such hurts from the past. You want us to enjoy life to the full. Thank You for that. Thank You that in Your death on the cross, You enabled us to know Your healing in mind as well as body and spirit. Please come in the amazing power of Your Holy Spirit now and do a healing work amongst us here this morning, so that each one might know a new freedom from past hurts and a new joy and peace that only You can give. And this I pray in the powerful name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.